from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, an original poem and a discussion on violence in a local community. But first, Obama Academy's Stillin Shapiro with a commentary on the recent gun rights demonstration at the City County Building in downtown Pittsburgh.
Hi, my name is Stillin Shapiro. I'm a ninth grader at Obama. Why I don't hate the open carry demonstrators. Don't misunderstand the title of this. I disagree with everything that the people who attended the open carry rally at the Pittsburgh City County Building stand for. Not to mention, I think it is wrong to plan a protest which will require a school to be put on lockdown, regardless of how passionate the attendees are about the issue. I dislike everything that transpired at the City County Building. It sickens me that there are people in the world who believe that it is the government's job to turn a blind eye to weapons that can cause nothing but destruction and loss of life. But I don't hate the demonstrators. Why? Why don't I hate the people engaging in activities that I believe to be nothing short of despicable in support of a cause that is just as despicable? The simple answer is this. I pity them. I pity anyone who needs to display the fact that they own an AR-15 for the sole purpose of making them feel that they can be safe. I pity anyone who needs a firearm to feel loved and to quell fears of a problem that doesn't exist. These demonstrators are a perfect example of just how damaging fear can be. What we need to do, not just as a city, but as a state and as a country, is understand the motivation of the people who attended this open carry march. They didn't think it was a smart idea to march through the streets of a city that had just seen the deadliest assault on Jews in American history, with guns in hand, because they are evil. They didn't think to do it because they believed that the lives of the victims in the horrendous Tree of Life shooting were worthless. They did it because it made them feel safe, and it makes me sad for them. I don't think their case is just. I don't think their beliefs are correct. But what I do think is that before we decide to hate people, we must first understand them. I think most people opposed to gun control will look at this demonstration and say, hey, they're exercising their Second Amendment rights. Good on them. At the same time, most people who favor gun control will say, how could they possibly march through a city with their guns out in the open like that? Neither of these responses is any more right than the other. But they do have one common focus, the people. They both act as though these actions were somehow cooked up by people who are thinking straight and are either the heroes in one case or the scum of the earth in the other, depending on your political beliefs. But neither of these viewpoints are correct either. The reason that this march took place was out of fear. It was planned and executed by people who have closed themselves off from others who don't think and look and feel exactly as they do. And this type of behavior feeds fear. Fear of a made-up attack from a made-up threat. Fear that if you don't show yourself as having the ability to take something as precious as life from another person, you are less than human. So I don't hate the demonstrators. I disagree with them, and I think the idea that there ought to have been a demonstration is about as far from the truth as accurate. In truth, how can you hate someone who is so terrified that they don't feel safe unless they have the ability to rob the world of another person's life? How can you hate someone who spends all of their time terrified? I think that the world has something to learn from these demonstrators, which is that fear of this nature is not evil, it's just sad. This is Stillin Shapiro, a ninth grader at Obama, with a commentary for Youth Express.
Now, Mount Lebanon senior Amanda Wolf with a poem entitled The Quest.
The boy with dirty fingertips and Cheeto-stained words wandered down rows of stagnant shelving, sun-bleached cigarette boxes and gum, 2 for $1.50, seeping out of metal columns. Overhead lights hummed a hallelujah tune of fly carcasses and snack cakes. Rubber eyes cast downwards, beanie shoved firmly on head, the teenage Theseus let his soiled fingers trail, smear across the faded Mjolnir machismo of beef jerky soon hidden in the crusty pocket of his sweatshirt. Pixelated fly eyes watched him, and the lights hummed in disapproval as he stepped up to the landing strip, conveyor belt, cash register, gum in his hand, and Atlantis in his pockets. Faux orange cheese conversation dusted the countertop between the boy and the squinting hippo goddess trapped in another 9-to-5 day. And then the boy was on his way, flannel t-shirt rusting, boots curling up in smoke to resume his search for El Dorado.
On our last segment, students at Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School talk about violence in their community and potential solutions.
Today, guys, we're talking about violence.
A lot of things start with violence. People be bullying people. Gangs. Because they be trying to kill people. I don't know why I ain't in no gang.
How I feel about violence is not okay. I also like a lot of people in my family. From gunshots, violence, stabbing, gang banging.
Contributing to violence. A lot of kids feel like that's something that's trending or like something that's real popular, but it's really not. It's really dumb, to be honest.
It could be any type of violence, but most of the time I see violence just because people feel like they need to do it.
I see people getting bullied all the time. People feel like they'll portray themselves as like weak or something if they try to fix it. I'm not even gonna lie, I have bullied people because I thought since other people had bullied me, it was the right way to go and bully them back, but it's really not. I've been bullied when I was younger because, like, my voice. I have trachea in Malaysia, so, like, before I got my surgery, it caused me to have a raspy voice, and it hurt. Most of the time, bullying could lead to suicide. I've seen people get shot before.
Like, I see a whole bunch of people who, like, have guns because they want to flex off and show it off and stuff.
You're either going to end up incarcerated or dead, and nobody wants that to happen to them.
Where I live, I be hearing police siren. It's like right down the street, like.
In my neighborhood, yeah. A lot of people get killed by the corner store because they be just hanging around. I don't know why.
I see my godbrother over there one time.
All these dudes, they just be wearing all black and stuff. They just be over there in like circles and stuff. I don't know what they be doing.
I seen people out there because I used to go to school like right down the street from it. I was pretty close to that.
What I think about violence is it's like humans killing humans. Like, what's the point? I live in Rankin. The violence that goes down in Rankin, crazy. There's probably like gunshots every single day. It's just a crazy world out here. I want kids to stay in more activities because if they stay in more activities, then they won't get sunken into that stuff that they're already taught. Because you know how kids run around their neighborhood, they see people with guns and stuff. That's not cool to be sitting there flexing with guns and all that. I don't think that's cool at all.
To me, I feel like we should have like more programs or like more group activities or like more community centers so like everyone could be like occupied and do things. Just going out, even with your family or something like that, writing club or like an after school program or something to keep yourself occupied.
Like if I had more free time and I owned like a huge building, I'd probably open it up to like basketball court, football. Everybody can go there. I'd rather do that, like not sit there and just watch the population basically die. Because that's what people are doing when they're killing people.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.